Got quiet fast. Welcome, everyone, to Shipping From and to China. I'm Angie Morrow, and I'm from the Field Museum in Chicago. So I guess we'll begin. So you've just received word that you'll be working on a loan or an exhibition to and from China. Where do you start? You may have managed international loans and exhibitions before, but never in China. Don't panic. It's not as different as you may think. You can assume it's like working with any other country in the world, in that it's not like working with any other country in the world. Our panel is here today to discuss the ins and outs of shipping to and from China and everything in between in the hopes of helping you with your future partnerships with this amazing country and people. The first step is coming to terms with the fundamental truth that you cannot do this alone. You'll need to bring in a wide variety of museum professionals and outside assistants to succeed with this project. The example that I'll be using today is an exhibition of over 500 works of all media types that the Field Museum borrowed from the Palace Museum in Beijing, which also traveled to one other venue, the Dallas Museum of Art. While this is a very large example, the process really relates to any size project. We brought together several conservators, administrators, such as the vice president, the head of exhibitions, project manager, and legal counsel, mount makers, registrars, shippers, and customs brokers in the United States and in China, and interpreters. Know that your counterpart in China will be doing the same to prepare to work successfully with you. Meet with your customs broker immediately to discuss all the information you'll need to assemble to ship your loan seamlessly. Once they have this information, they can assist with finding the best packer and broker in the area that you're working. It's quite possible that representatives from the Chinese company will travel to meet with you as well, so you can begin to solidify your relationship, and so they may explain how things work in their part of the world. Confirm that they have bilingual staff that can act as interpreters if needed. Make sure one of their bilingual staff is always on site during the packing, shipping, and unpacking in China. Find and spend the money on an independent interpreter. I cannot stress this enough. We had a fabulous interpreter from the UN. She was terrific at explaining all the cultural nuances that we would have missed. The only issue that she had is she did not know some of the art or museum terms in Chinese. So be sure to search for an interpreter that knows the vocabulary or will prepare to study up before the work begins. Do not assume that the lending staff will know your language. The next step is to plan a site visit. This may sound like a huge budget buster initially, but I can assure you that it will save you time, stress, and hours of work knowing the complete situation where you will be working. During the visit, you'll want to find out the following. Is the lender offering to reuse existing crates? Request to see crate storage. Discuss packing materials and methods together with the lender, crater, and shipper. These may not be the same as what you traditionally use, and it's possible you won't be able to get the exact materials that you are familiar with. So discuss available alternatives or the possibility of shipping special products from home ahead of time. Review the space where you will be working to condition, report, and pack. Ask about electricity, heating, and cooling. How will the trucks get to and from the facility? These are ancient cities and buildings with no loading docks. How many work hours are in an average day? Will you be working weekends? And arrange to see the loans. Do they need cleaning or do they need more extensive conservation? If so, will the work happen prior to leaving China or will it happen at your museum? Do you need to request a substitute or a replacement object because of its condition? Measure as many of the works as possible in advance for mount making. Decide who will supply the official condition reports. We did this as the borrower, but make sure this responsibility is very clear from the beginning. Both sides must agree how this function is managed. And photo document everything. This will assist you regarding how to assemble the works, condition, and insurance needs. Condition reports are necessary and great tools, but the photos will be the defining documents and when needed, they transcend language. So this is going to be your key tool. We did receive U.S. indemnity for the majority of the exhibition, and coverage began at the time of the packing at the lender's premises and ended with a sign-off of both parties on the final condition reports upon unpacking in Beijing. Collect as much information as you can from colleagues and photos for your application. The lender's facility report, if they have one, is probably not going to answer all the questions of the AAM document outlines, so you'll have to be responsible for filling in all the blanks on your application. Ask about security. The Palace Museum did not have traditional museum CCTV and a prescribed number of roaming guards after hours. They did have part of the museum grounds repurposed as army barracks, however, so the army was constantly on guard for the entire museum complex. There also happened to be a large moat around the Forbidden City, so it's important to mention all of these security aspects. Do your research. Know the climate at the time of the site visit, the packing, and the unpacking. These could be drastically different each time. Make sure the staff traveling has the right clothing and equipment to do the jobs. We traveled in fall, winter, and summer, and temperatures range from negative 20 degrees to 111 degrees Fahrenheit. Take the time to read books and articles about appropriate business etiquette where you are traveling, as well as business attire. The last thing that you want to do is inadvertently insult your colleagues. Reach out to the Chinese embassy for advice, because it can also yield important information. And build time into your schedules for evenings with your hosting institution. The Chinese are gracious and generous hosts who want to share their culture and traditions with you. Make time during your trip to have lunches and dinners with them. They may even take you shopping, at the very least recommend the best places to go. These activities can occur outside the regular working day and are also when you may meet many museum administrators, government officials, and where important decisions are going to be made regarding your loan. You want to build strong relationships early on with all of these people. So, it's time to make the trip. Give yourself plenty of time. Our team of eight spent nearly a month packing in Beijing and another month unpacking in Chicago and so on. I know a lot of exhibitions, you have a two-week turnaround. Don't kill yourself over that. Make sure you have a lot of time within your schedule. And be prepared to do the couriering yourself. Each of our team couriered works back to the Field Museum. The Palace Museum sent couriers to oversee the unpacking and installation, but they did not insist on their staff traveling with the works, so we did all the couriering in transit. At the time of the show, the airport warehouse had not yet been built. We had to palletize outdoors in the freezing cold and snow, no restrooms for women, 12 hours a day for 4 days, and it was definitely the most physically difficult trip I had taken to that point. We had to vie for the forklift driver's attention, and I learned essential words in Chinese, like more foam, please, or no more when it was referring to stacking the crates. We saw crates that were clearly paintings from other institutions being kicked, dropped, mishandled by airport staff, which only reinforced the idea that we had to be extremely diligent with our loans. The right broker was crucial in assisting us with maneuvering through the palletizing and the airport red tape. Once each shipment's pallets were prepared, the Army came and took them away to be quarantined outside for 48 hours. And there's nothing you can do at this point but relinquish control, which is, I know, something none of us relish. But I manned the last Air China cargo shipment home with relief and a certificate declaring me SARS-free. So it all went well. Arriving into Chicago was much like any other international arrival on a cargo plane, and Patrick is going to speak on all of this, but it's overall a very familiar process. Due to the restrictions on the length of loans out of China, the exhibition was only two venues. So before we knew it, it was time to send the pieces back home. A smaller team of conservators and registrars from the Field Museum and the Dallas Museum of Art brought the loans back to Beijing. At the airport, we waited for our pallets to be brought outside for depalletizing in the parking lot. Thankfully, the new warehouse should make this easier for future shipments in and out of Beijing. Here the trucks await the crates, and crates are separated to be loaded on all the trucks. Once back at the Palace Museum, we prepared for unpacking and final condition reporting. These were completed with curators and our representatives who had been working together for each stage of the exhibition. At the final stage, your photo documentation will be essential. Continue to take as many images as possible to document the condition even upon return. And having a conservator from your institution to be part of your team throughout every step is a must. After condition reports were signed off by both parties, each object was released for transport to storage. Some objects proved to be a bit more of a challenge to transport than others. I didn't anticipate the access issues that they would have on the return because the works were all collected in one location prior to our initial arrival. Remember to ask a lot of questions about access for inbound and outbound shipments. Even though you've been here before, the task is very different. Ask about what equipment and how much manpower is available. Every project is successful because you put a good team together. You prepare for just about any eventuality, and you document every step, especially the celebration of your hard work. Thank you.